All right, this is Johnny Andrews with Nothing Down Online, and I've got the oh-so-infamous Tristan Bull on Skype here, and he's in Australia, and I'm in Chicago, which means he's being really cool because it's after midnight at his time, and he's probably going to fall asleep in the middle of this, I'm sure, so it'll be fantastic. Yeah, we were going to he's doing a launch, and of a little something-something called Internet Marketing Uncut that I was lucky enough to get the pre-launch preview of, and I think it is something worth paying attention to, and that's why I wanted to get him on the horn here so that we could chat about it and kind of put a face or a voice at least, you know, behind the product, because obviously you're going to have one of those, you know, I'm assuming you're going to have one of those big sales pages with like all sorts of, you know, proof shots and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, it's kind of mandatory, but at the same time, a lot of people are, they're going to be a little bit maybe turned off by the hype, I've found. And so I've found it's always best, let's just talk, you know, figure out who you are, what you do, where you came from, and, you know, give them some actionable stuff that they can actually start using right now. And, you know, let's see if it's all what it's all cracked up to be. So, without further ado, Dr. Tristan Bull.
Doctor, I like it. Yeah, well, sounds all good to me. I'm pumped. It's past midnight, but that's all right because I'm ready to do some good stuff.
Indeed. And you're launching on the first, right?
Yep, 1st of September.
Oh, very cool.
Which is on Monday.
Nice. Oh, just for the folks that are going to be listening to this, I want to give this a preface. We're doing this via Skype, which is a big no-no, but because there's a big international massive time difference and all that other kind of stuff, it was definitely necessary. But at some point in time, I know this will happen. You will get weird sounding noises, so just power through it and you'll be fine, because that's what Skype does when you're recording it. So just wanted to throw that out there for everybody. Anyway, Tristan, how did you, I always like to start at the beginning. How did you get started in this whole big game of internet marketing?
Okay, well, basically, as you know, I'm not that old. I'm only 20 years old at the moment. And I first got started when I was still in school, about 2 years ago, I first initially got started, and I was new. I didn't know anything at all. I had no previous experience. I had no knowledge or no education about internet marketing or making money online or anything like that. The first thing that I actually got started doing was affiliate marketing, where I would actually create websites, basically. Just filling them with content, making content pages, and just basically writing up a whole heap of, like, basically articles, and I put them all together on a website, and then I would have an affiliate link to whatever product I was recommending. My very first site I'd done when I was still in high school, it was kind of like a hobby type thing. I was doing my final year of high school, so I was, studying for exams and stuff like that. But at the same time, I was still trying to get into this kind of thing. So the very first site I'd done was a exercise website. It was basically a whole heap of information about all the different types of exercises that you can do, and, like gym equipment and stuff. And I would basically just create pages filled with content. I would give different examples of how to exercise, what type of routines and stuff you could do, and then I would sort of slip in my own little affiliate link. So if I was talking about, maybe chest exercises or something like that, I would create an article purely about how to exercise your chest, and then I would throw in a little affiliate link on purchasing a bench press machine. So I pretty much done that through high school as a bit of a hobby type thing. I was making a little bit of money out of it, but nothing substantial. And I was in my last year of high school, so I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do with my life. And I was thinking, I like the idea of making money online. I like the idea of just having my own website, making thousands of dollars a day without needing a job. So I kind of started to look into further making money online, because I kind of knew a little bit about it, but I wasn't fully educated. Like I said, I was only doing it as a hobby type thing. So I, and yeah, that was sort of before the whole internet marketing thing. Like, affiliate marketing is slightly different. It was like a different approach. All I was doing was writing basically reviews and giving good content and throwing in affiliate links. So it wasn't until later on where I started just seeing all these different type of internet marketing web pages, like sales pages and stuff like that. So I kind of shifted my sort of my focus from affiliate marketing more to internet marketing. And as most people kind of do when they first start out, they tend to buy, you know, every single product that they see. The first thing they do is just buy as many products as they see. I was lucky enough, I didn't really have enough money to buy all the products that I saw. Like I said, I was still in high school, or just about finished high school. I didn't really have that much money in the bank. I didn't have a job. All I was doing was just exploring, basically, how it was all done. So, it was only purely just because I just sort of, I don't know how you stumble across things on the internet, and I stumbled across a few internet marketing, I mean, specific internet marketing web pages, like the sales page and all that is different. So, that's when I was first exposed to the whole internet marketing thing. And then basically once I sort of discovered that there was actually a thing called internet marketing, then I tried to research as much as I possibly could and, educate myself on it.
No, it sounds actually pretty good. So you were basically flying by the seat of your pants when you, let me see if I get this all right. You were essentially flying by the seat of your pants doing affiliate marketing with no real training idea, no education. You hadn't really done anything. You were just throwing stuff up there to see what would work. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Through Google, I guess, I just sort of found affiliate programs, and then I sort of thought, well, the first thing that I had was my exercise website, and I just went to gym websites, like where they sell actual, you know, fitness equipment, and they had their affiliate program there. So I thought I'll just write up review type sort of articles, I guess, put them together as a website, and then sort of put my affiliate link within the article, within the actual content, and I combined that with AdSense as well. So that was sort of my first real exposure to making money online. It was through affiliate sales and AdSense revenue.
Seems pretty like a typical normal place to start for most folks. Were you doing like search engine optimization kind of stuff, or did you not know about that at the time?
No, I had no idea about that at all.
Oh, so
I
you're was just getting lucky.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's totally awesome. Because was your primary? Were you just basically building the site and letting it float out there in the internet?
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of knowledge. I knew about keywords and stuff like that. So what I would do, I would like pick an article that I would write, and I would just kind of focus it on keywords. So I would, you know, for the chest exercise example, so I sort of focus, you know, on the term, the keyword, chest exercises or good chest exercises or something like that. And then I would write articles like that, and I would sort of do specific things. I knew very limited about like keywords and stuff, but yeah, I was by no means an expert in SEO or anything like that. I was just basically trying to create pages on different topics and then put it out there and see how it went.
No, that's cool. That makes sense. And so basically, you know, just sort of the light, it sounds like, dribbling of SEO, you made a couple of affiliate sales and kind of got the bug for it. No, that's awesome. Because I think a lot of folks kind of do it that way. And I know that when I was first, doing internet marketing, obviously, we have a kind of sort of a similar story in that effect. Is like, I used to do internet marketing before I actually sold internet marketing, and it was really funny because as soon as I'm like, you know what, I have to beef up my skill set, you go and look at it, and hence the reason for me wanting to talk to you is like, you get these sales pages with like, you know, these, I mean, crazy pictures of like money freaking flying out of the box at you, and you're like, wow. If I saw anything that looked like a total joke, it would be this. And it could be like literally the answer to what you're looking for, but it's presented in such like a, you know, Captain McUber cheese way that it's almost like too difficult to swallow. And you know, I think that's what turns a lot of folks off to it. But there's a lot of really, really good information. Like some of the best search engine optimization people or some of the best AdSense or anything like that are usually found in the internet marketing industry. But they're just packaged in a way that's a little bit, how should I put it? Oh, yes, repugnant to like the normal crowd out there. So it's a good thing that you actually had success with it beforehand, just doing it on your own. And I think what happens with that is people have like they're a little bit more open to the idea of what that is. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I've already done this before, and I can kind of read the sales page, and it sort of sounds like they're talking about this. I guess you could say maybe it's entering the conversation in the prospect's mind or something. So anyway, continue with your that's me rambling. Let's you know, continue with your thing. So you found internet marketing. You bought a couple of things, obviously not everything, because you were not making that much money doing it. And then what happened?
I kind of had my affiliate site there, and that was doing okay. Like, it was making a little bit of money, but I was just about ready to finish school, and I sort of made the decision that I would actually like to do this full time and make enough money to actually do this instead of, choosing whatever else I wanted to do once I finished school. I sort of just stumbled upon different internet marketing websites, and the biggest thing was sort of the different approach to selling. Internet marketing sort of have like a big long sales page, and they kind of make a pitch towards it. What I was doing was making sort of review type websites, and I sort of just subtly insert my affiliate link. So it was kind of a different shift, sort of a way of doing things. That was sort of probably the biggest thing from affiliate marketing, or the way I was doing it, to actual internet marketing.
No, I got you.
So yeah, because it's sort of, you know, it's different if you read websites that are purely, that focus on all the content and then just slip in their affiliate link. It's kind of different if you just read a big long sales page that's offering an offer, so to speak, for one item.
Totally. And actually, that's a good point that you bring up, because I've had a lot of conversations with folks when they get started, because when you're going to do affiliate marketing, it is certainly one of the best ways to do it is exactly what you were talking about, where as an affiliate, it's really not your job to sell the product. It's your job to sell the click to the sales page, which will then sell the product. But your job is to warm that potential customer, to get them acclimated to the idea of what that is. And what you were doing with those review sites is basically exactly that. And it's really, really effective, because especially if it's an honest review. Because a lot of people have, can see through the sort of smoke screen of, oh, there's just another affiliate promoting some, dorky thing. And so that definitely helps, Indeed. So that's cool. So now when you got into is this where the point where you started developing like your own product lines and stuff?
Yeah, well, I was totally sort of separated from the whole internet marketing, because you can even get affiliates who will promote internet marketing products as affiliates. I was promoting exercise equipment, actual physical hard goods that were shipped out. So it's still a little bit different. Like, my review sites were basically, like as you were saying, basically, to pre-sell the visitor on what they need to do and what they need to get. But as I sort of just basically just trying to learn. It was all through my own education. I just wanted to learn as much as I could about making money online. And as if you research, eventually you're going to stumble across things. And I stumbled across a few different internet marketing websites. So at first I started buying, pretty much everything that I saw that I thought was good, because some of the sales pages, I would read them and they were really, really good, because they would make you just think, wow, this product must be amazing, must be so awesome. I can't, it's the answer to my prayers. So I obviously stumbled across some really, really well-written sales pages. It wasn't until after I started, it's all about, I think if you look at it in a different perspective, that's how you can really sort of take the next step. When I first stumbled across internet marketing, I was sort of looking at it as a customer. It wasn't until I started looking at it as the website owner. So I sort of was coming across all these sales pages, and then I started thinking, well, what's this guy actually doing to sell this stuff? So I started thinking about the actual owner of the website. And that was sort of when like a little bit of a light bulb went off in my head. It was like, okay, I think I need to be selling stuff. I need to have my own website, and I need to be able to actually sell to these people instead of trying to go around and buy every single product that I see. And I think that's like, I think that's a big problem that a lot of new people sort of, they come in and they try to buy, you know, every product that they come across.
Definitely. They may be buying good stuff, but it gets to the point where, what do they call that? The information overload and paralysis of analysis.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems in the whole internet marketing industry is information overload. There is just so much information, and it's coming from so many different sources, so you don't really know what to believe. And that was that's sort of like the problem I found. Like, I vaguely knew what I needed to do, but I didn't know what the best way to do it was. So basically, I mean, for me, it was a lot of trial and error, because I was getting lots of different information from lots of different people, and you don't know what to believe. You really don't. And I'm not saying that one person is lying and one person's not. It's just that I think you need to sort of test out yourself what's effective and what's not. And once you sort of understand it yourself, then you can actually move forward and actually create your own online business, basically. But I think that's one of the biggest problems that is in the whole industry. It's just there's too much information, and there's not a sort of a set step-by-step way on how to do it. Because, I mean, let's be honest, it's not as easy as it sounds. It is, you do need to do various different things. I mean, there's not a one solution, there's not a quick fix. There's a lots of different sort of aspects in building a business, and you always sort of grow and expand. There's lots of different things that you can do to expand your business. But I think for people coming in at the very, very start, there's too much information too soon. I think, well, at least when I, that's how I sort of saw it. When I first come in, I was getting information just thrown at me, and I didn't really know what I was supposed to do first, what I shouldn't do, what I should definitely do straight away. So, yeah, it took me a while. I had a few different websites that pretty much failed because I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know how to go about it. Like, there was lots of sort of different things where I didn't know how to write the sales page correctly. I didn't know if I should build a list. I didn't know what type of product I should offer. I didn't know how to offer it. I didn't know what market to focus on. And it was only through my own trial and error, basically, through my successes and through my failures, that I sort of worked it out how it was done. And then you can sort of piece it all together as, you know, and use it as a proper system.
Right. No, that's absolutely huge. It's like you got to walk down all these different roads. It's like and what's interesting is some of the failures that you might have had, and, you know, I have this question come up a lot, is that, you know, it's like, how come this didn't work for me? And it's like, well, there are certain things, and I ask a very, very strange question of people, and this is actually one of the things that I really appreciate about your Internet Marketing Uncut, is that it allows them to take both roads if they so choose. But the question I always ask is, are you social or are you antisocial? Because internet marketing changes drastically if you are, you know, like we're doing right now. We're talking, you know, this is a social kind of thing. You know, it's no big deal.
Right.
But that's because you and I both think it's not a big deal. Now, for somebody who is uncomfortable with that kind of stuff, I'd put them into, and I say antisocial not in a negative way, but even my girlfriend, who's the most social person I've ever met, and she's actually going to be launching a product pretty soon, and I'm helping her out with this, she's like, you know, I just don't want to deal with people. And it was funny because, you know, I can understand that. I totally get that. And so many people are like that. It's like, I don't want to deal directly with people. So I call that, okay, we'll be antisocial then. There's nothing wrong with that. And so it's like, you have to pick, because you can develop a business around either one of those choices. But it's hard to kind of do it both ways. And a lot of folks, when they sort of stumble, it's because they have a lot of good ideas, but they're using the ideas, you know, like two things, like vinegar, or what is it, would be oil and water almost. When you put AdSense on like a sales page, that's a bad idea, because on a sales page, you want to have a singular purpose. And if you have stuff that's going to, you know, click through to other people's products, it's counterproductive. And so, you know, in an AdSense sense, you want, there's certain things you do. And then on a sales page, there's certain things you do. And I think that, you know, confusing the two things happens. And then also people are going to buy a lot of stuff because they're like, wow, this is everything I need. But they never want to deal with people. And they just bought a product that has them doing nothing but dealing with people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. And that's a great example of actual information overload. If someone comes in for the very first time, they have no idea about making money, or they have no idea about internet marketing at all, and they buy a product that says AdSense is great, and then they buy a product that says that teaches them how to do sales pages. There's no actual rule, I guess, that says don't put AdSense on your sales page. Even though experienced marketers know that you're not supposed to do that, the very, you know, the fresh type of people who just log on for the first time, they have no idea that you're not supposed to do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
Especially if they bought like a product that says how great AdSense is, then they buy, you know, a sales page product, their natural thing would just be, okay, well, let's add AdSense to it because it's so great. I think that is... there's no sort of order, there's no structure in this whole market, because there's lots of different ways to make money online. And like you said, the social and the antisocial thing, that's completely true. And I think that can be a turnoff to some people as well. I think there's a lot of misconceptions in the industry, because I think people think that you have to be social. You don't have to be social. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I mean, some people use pen names. They don't even use their real name. And they're, you know, amazingly successful. And you don't have to do these interview type things. You don't have to get your face out there if you don't want to. There's still the option to make a lot of money without actually being a social person, if that is not, you know, not your deal. But at the same time, if it is your deal, then you can do that as well. So, yeah, I think there's a whole heap of misconceptions, and there's a whole heap of confusion that sort of, it turns people off, and it gets them confused, and they quit before they sort of educate themselves. I think, you know, the internet is an amazing opportunity. You can make so much money on the internet. I think, you know, a lot of successful, and you don't even have to be massively successful. You only have to be mildly successful to make enough money to not have a job, not have an actual 9-to-5 job. I don't personally have a job. This is all I do. I make money on the internet from my websites. And I think that's an amazing opportunity. I think that's, you know, terrific, just the fact that people can actually do that nowadays. And I think it's also tragic that people get turned off and they get confused and they get downhearted and they just give up because they get confused or they get misinformed that they can't undo it. So yeah, I agree. I think there needs to be more sort of, I don't know, maybe like a sort of clear the air. I guess it's too information overload is just sort of too cluttered and it's too overwhelming that actually turns people off. I think that's a bad thing. I mean, it's good to have all this information out there to help people succeed, but it's a bad thing if it's actually turning people off and turning people away from the internet, because it's a fantastic opportunity. It's a life-changing opportunity. I mean, most people go to work every day, 9-to-5 every single day. So to have the opportunity where you don't have to do that anymore is life-changing. And I think it's a little bit sad that because of the information overload, because of misconceptions and stuff like that, that people are missing out on that.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, one thing, and this is really funny, and I'm going to point this out, and it's probably going to sound negative at first, but you'll see what I'm talking about, is something that you did with Internet Marketing Uncut, and the reason why I liked it so much, and the reason why I said it, you know, sort of, it really hits on all levels. And there's a video in there where you basically, you know, without saying... I think the line you said is that, you know, there are people out there who never use JV partners, who never do, you know, anything that you typically see in the big launches, and they are quietly making small fortunes hand over fist. And I literally started laughing out loud when you said that, because it was so true. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fantastic. Because no one really talks about that. But the thing that you did that goes against absolutely everything that anybody ever tells you is the rule is don't do everything at once. Don't be everything to everybody. Don't do what you did with Internet Marketing Uncut, which is you went out and you created something that actually takes somebody from start to finish. The rule is focus on one thing, and that's why you see like the AdSense gurus peddling AdSense and the AdWords gurus peddling AdWords, because they are saying this is, you know, this is what I do to make money and this is the one thing. But within that thing there are so many facets. Like, you have to know how to write good copy. You have to know how to convert that traffic that you're going to get. And that's what you're doing. And so what happens is it's like, oh, I bought this product, but I don't know anything about how to do a sales page or a pre-sale page or a review site. So I now need to go and find somebody who's selling a product on a review site. Well, what you did, which I thought was awesome, is you take people through all of it. It's like you don't actually have to go out and run around like a headless chicken looking for more information to then overload yourself. It's like, it's all right here. This is literally it. Like, you saw that review video I did. I literally went through every single video in your series, and I watched them multiple times because they are that good. And it was literally that much of a step-by-step, and I'm a little pissed because you weren't around when I wanted to do this stuff, you know, when I was trying to get started. And you would have saved me thousands of dollars. You're a complete jerk. Where were you, like, you know, years ago when I needed you? So damn it. There you go. Anyway, that's the sort of negative positive thing is that this literally takes people through. I mean, you have a section in there on pay-per-click. You shouldn't. You should just be talking about one thing, but you're giving them that. You have a whole section on, you know, how to get JV partners. But what's it doing in there with the pay-per-click, you know? It's like it's all in there. It's like literally everything that you need, and you can pick, do I want to be social or do I want to be antisocial with this, and just, you know, quietly from the comfort of my own home make, you know, freaking scads of cash. It's cool. And there were so many different things in there that I, you know, actually started using myself. And I think that I've already started seeing some results from it. So it's obviously stuff that works. There were things that, you know, that really surprised me, because I'm like, wow, I had no idea that stuff existed. But what's cool is, you know, I picked, because I do a lot of the social stuff, so I paid more attention to your antisocial stuff because I haven't done a lot of that. And I started using it, and it actually freaking works. So you're a jerk. Don't do that anymore. No, I'm sorry. I wanted to kind of give like the full breakdown on that for folks, because it's I'm kind of like running off at the mouth here because I have so many questions all the time, like, you know, on my blogs and stuff like that from people, because I always encourage them to ask questions, and I'm trying to, I'm almost trying to do like a live FAQ with you on this thing and clarify for the language that I know that my readers and listeners have been using. So, you know, I'm sorry if I'm like running off on some stuff, but I think it's important.
No, that's cool. That's cool. It's all good. It's all good.
Indeed. So,
No,
keep going, please. Go for it.
No, well, I was just, yeah, because, I mean, I sort of created the course purely sort of on my own experience because, yeah, there's lots of different things in there, but I found that you need to have a lot of different things to be successful. And one of the biggest sort of annoying things that I found, that I would buy a product and it would tell me a little bit, and then it would sort of stop. I needed more. So then I have to buy another product, then I have to buy another product to get the whole sort of, the whole picture, the whole story. And that, so I don't know, I just didn't want to create a product that sort of left people wanting more and needing more, because I know how hard it was for me personally to start with nothing and then to actually go through it all and try to filter out what works and what doesn't. You know, I didn't have anyone to tell me what's this, you know, what's what. I sort of had to do it all by myself. And yeah, I spent a lot of money too, and I spent a lot of money on products that were absolutely useless to me, and I spent a lot of money on products that were actually good. But I didn't get all of my information and all of my knowledge from one single product. It was lots of different sort of self-education, I guess, from lots of different sources to put it all together as one. And I was getting a lot of questions too. That was the main reason I created Internet Marketing Uncut, was purely because I was getting email and email and email every single day from people asking, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And you know, it's not a simple answer. It's a long, extended answer. Well, you have to do this, and you have to do this. So I basically thought, I'm going to create a massive product. I wanted to create a, you know, I guess I have a bit of an ego on me as well. I wanted to create a product that was so good that it could actually stand up on its own. I wanted people to actually see the product and say, wow, this is actually good. You know, because, I mean, I've purchased good products, but I haven't purchased a product that actually says, that actually teaches you from nothing to highly successful. I haven't had a product that teaches you everything in between. And probably because, you know, most people focus on one thing. They focus on the AdSense, or they focus on the traffic, or they focus on the sales page, whatever. But, you know, I kind of figure you might as well be real. If you're going to create an online business, you need to have everything in place. You need to be able to write a good sales page. You need to be able to generate traffic. You need to know how to sell. You need to know how to build a list. You need all these types of things together. And I didn't think there was any point creating a product that didn't teach all of that and sort of just, you know, focused on one thing, but then left you needing more.
Right,
I really just
right.
wanted to create something that was sort of groundbreaking, I guess, but I just really wanted to create a product that was so comprehensive that someone could walk off the street, watch the, you know, go through the entire course and actually come out with a successful online business. And I hope that I've sort of done that. I tried to cover as much as I possibly could. I think I have covered as much as I could. And I really just wanted to create a step-by-step guide. Like I said, it was hard for me. This whole sort of course is sort of dear to my heart because I know how hard it was for me to actually sort of make it work, I guess, because I had a lot of failures, and I know how hard it can be to actually keep going when you fail. I mean, that's a very important thing, your mindset. You have to have like sort of a strong will to keep on going when you fail. And I failed a few times, and there was times where I was, you know, almost sick of it, and I was going to quit, and I was going to walk away, and I was going to go get a regular job. Thank God I didn't.
Right. But yeah, those regular jobs. Okay.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Look, you know what? Let me ask. This is a little bit personal, but I'm going to ask. Would you consider yourself unemployable at this point?
In what way do you mean?
Basically, like, I mean, where you are right now, do you think that, honestly, could you walk into a place and actually apply for a job without just in the middle of everything laughing hysterically and go, oh my God, you're an idiot, I cannot work with you?
There's no way I would get a job. There's no way. Like, what is it? It's nearly 1 o'clock my time now, and I don't really care because I'm going to sleep in tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of making money online, because I can sleep in, I can get up whenever I want. I mean, I'm going to have the money there when I wake up. It's no big deal to me. I don't want a job. I really, you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, making more money than most people make with a normal job anyway. So, yeah, I don't anticipate you seeing me working in a 9-to-5 anytime soon.
There you go. And I wanted to bring that up because I had a really funny conversation last night with a friend that, I don't know, you know, maybe people, I'm sure you get this all the time, like some of your friends and stuff like that or your family are looking at what you do going, I don't get it, therefore I think it's dumb and or unethical, and it's just ridiculous. And I have a friend that's just like that. And so yesterday, yeah, I was sitting on the couch, a couple of my buddies are playing, I think some PlayStation something or other, and I've been talking to her and talking to her and talking to her about doing this because she has a normal job. She just bought a house. And I'm like, you know, you have these expenses. And if you just did A, B, and C with what you know, she works, she has like a master's in psychology, and she works for like the probation department. It works with like the adolescents and stuff like that. So it's some pretty hardcore stuff. But it's also, yeah, like stuff that's really in demand from like a, you know, parenting self-help standpoint. And I have never showed her the results of what I do before. And so yesterday I'm sitting on the couch. She has her dog over. We're talking. I just happened to be checking a couple of ClickBank and PayPal things. And she looked at it and she's like, is that what you did today? And I said, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, you make more in a day than I do in a week. And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, this is just one of my accounts. And she's like, yes. Oh my God. And it was like at that moment. So I'm gonna hear so Skype's doing the thing with the feedback now. I'm excited about it. It was literally at that moment she decided that she's gonna do an info product. It was awesome. And it was awesome. Like to watch the transformation was really cool. It was really cool to watch, and it was almost like a live proof kind of thing where, you know, and I think the big thing that the newbies need to know is to, you know, you can establish your credibility in a marketplace that's violently oversaturated, and that's another thing I want to talk about that you do, is how to establish that credibility so that people look at you and don't say, they photoshopped the ClickBank accounts, you know, because that's funny. But you talk about this, and this is actually, it completely goes against the grain of what I taught a lot of my folks, but with the way that you did it, I have to agree with you. And you basically said, get into violently hot markets, like make money online, weight loss, stuff like that, that have lots and lots of competition. So talk about that, because that's a good point to hit.
Right. Well, just before I get into that, I want to tell a little story myself about some of my friends. My family are pretty cool with it because they sort of explain, you know, what I do and stuff like that, and they see how much money I make, and so then, you know, they support me and all that, so that's all cool. I have a friend that is actually currently at university, and I think he's doing a course for 6 years to become a doctor at the end of the year.
Cool.
At the end of the course, sorry. And you know, we're pretty good friends, and I show him what I do and stuff like that. And what he's going to make in his first year as a doctor, I think I made, this is a few, probably last year or something. I think I made what he will make in his first year as a doctor. And keep in mind, he hasn't actually finished his course. I made that in a month. This was not a couple years ago. It was last year. But yeah. So he's gonna study for 6 years, and then in his first year he makes, I can't exactly remember what it was, but he makes, you know, 50,000 or 60,000 or something like that. And then I come along and I show him without, you know, I haven't been to university, I haven't been to college or anything like that. Then I show him what I've made in that 1 month, and he was just like, dude. I mean, and I think he's got 3 years to go or something like that before he even makes that money.
Does he have student debt? Do you guys, because you're in Australia, do you guys pay for education over there?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, yeah. Because over here, like anybody does the doctor thing, they're going to come out of that with at least $80,000 in debt. You know, just ridiculous kind of crushing sort of student loans. And that's such a tragedy for people, is they're going to spend all – and it's not that, you know, and everybody listening to this, I don't want to say that we're bashing on education at all, because I have – you know, I have a great education, I personally think, and I use it. It's good to have that. But when it comes to actually making money, education won't teach you this stuff. You can't get this from a normal university, because a normal university or any sort of scholastic institution – is going to teach you how to be a good cog in the wheel of the job market, which, by the way, is completely flushing itself down the toilet right now. So, just to put that as an aside, we can get into that.
Yeah, we're going off on a bit of a tangent here, but they don't teach you how to make money, which I find absolutely ridiculous, because what's the first thing you do once you leave school or once you leave university? You need to make money. You need to survive. You need to live. But you don't have any education. I mean, education is great, but the right education. I mean, you need to educate yourself, but you need to educate yourself in the right things.
Exactly.
So you need to know how to make money. Like, I educated myself on how to make money on the internet. Education is definitely, you know, a necessity, but the right education. And I think that is crazy that, you know, the majority of the population are going to all these big expensive schools and not learning how to make as much money as humanly possible. But yeah, anyway, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's a more of a Kiyosaki talk there. Yeah, definitely. Rich dad, poor dad kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But to answer your question about the markets, yeah, I totally think, again, this is true trial and error. I personally recommend that you jump into the make money online market. And I know that sounds crazy, and there are a whole heap of misconceptions about this market. People think it's too competitive. People think that they have to be, you know, a big name guru to actually make any money. That is so not true. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a millionaire to sell products and then make money on the online market. All you need to do is educate yourself about a particular thing and then sell it. Again, like my whole Internet Marketing Uncut course kind of covers the whole thing. But in that, I teach you how to create products. And I teach you how to create products within the make money online market. So the whole idea is that you educate yourself on a particular topic, you create a product based on it, and then you release it. And the market is so big and the market is so hungry that you are guaranteed to make money off it. And again, this is only through trial and error. I mean, you can go into other smaller markets and things like that, and you know, people talk about finding, you know, gold mines and stuff like that. I tried that and I failed. And again, this is only my personal experience, but I tried to go into different type of markets and I failed. So it wasn't until I jumped into the make money online market is where I was extremely successful and my sales skyrocketed and, you know, my profits skyrocketed. So I suggest that you do the same. I mean, it's not too competitive. It's just a huge, you know, it's a huge market. Thousands and thousands of people come online every single day looking to make money online, especially now because more and more people are coming, more and more people are being successful. So it's becoming common knowledge, if you like, that you can actually make a legitimate living online. So more and more people are hearing about it and more people are wanting to do it. So the biggest tip that I can give you right now is to actually jump into the make money online market. Pick a topic. It can be traffic, it can be AdSense, it can be MySpace, it can be list building, it can be how to write sales pages, it can be how to increase your conversions. It doesn't matter exactly what it is, all it needs to be is in that market. Then once you've chosen a topic, all you need to do is educate yourself on it. Research it. There's a whole heap of free information on the internet that you can find. And even if you don't, if you want to expand it more, the best sort of way to make a really, really good product is look at the market or look at your chosen topic, whatever it may be, find the best products in that market, in that topic. So let's just say, for example, AdSense, okay? So you want to create an AdSense product. Find the best products in the AdSense market, purchase them, go through them, look what they have to offer, look at the kind of content they provide, and then make it better. Basically, you want to add to it. You want to make sure you're getting all the core stuff that's really, really good. The stuff that's seen as you know, expert standard, if you like. And then look at ways how you can make it better. Because no product is complete. That's the thing with this whole internet marketing world. No product is complete. They always have some holes in them. They always have some little, you know, part where they don't quite cover. It's your job to take that product and fill in the gaps, fill in the holes. You've already got the good core stuff. You've got the best sort of information that's available, and now you're just adding it. You're making a super product, if you like. And then that's how you can build credibility because you have an awesome product. And believe me, trust me, because if you jump into this market with a really strong product, you're going to make some serious money because that's where the real big money is. That's all these millionaire people are making all their money from. It's the make money online market.
Definitely, because it's like you said, it's such a hot topic, and even more so because of what's, you know, just speaking from the American standpoint, what's happening obviously in the economy with gas prices and food prices, and you know, the lack of jobs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, people almost have to do this; they almost have to find, you know, a way to supplement the income that they are or are not making. To support themselves, because it's getting to the point where it's definitely a recession. It's kind of that bad, and for a lot of folks, they don't have a choice. And I would say, you know, if someone listening to this is in that position, it's like use that as fuel to do exactly what the good Dr. Tristan is talking about here, because it makes sense. It really does. And what I want to do is clarify why, a little bit more so even than a hungry market, why you say to get into things like make money online. And what you talk about in Internet Marketing Uncut, I think, is invaluable because it's about a whole section on essentially the distribution channels which is so important. Like, after you have made a product, after you've picked a topic in this niche, or, you know, even what, you know, weight loss is such a good one too. After you've picked that, you cover from the totally simple, free, real fast, you're going to get, you know, not a heaping whole heck of a lot of traffic doing it, but then you ratchet that all the way up to, like, okay, once you got money, leverage that into this, and then into this, and then into this, and, oh, by the way, this is how people make small fortunes and never pick up the phone or never talk to another human being as long as they live. And that was great. I actually started using a lot of that stuff. And it was really cool because it's like you identified the fact that a hungry market has really powerful distribution channels, and I love the fact that you go into how to tap into that kind of traffic, because there, and the thing that you clarify is that there are different ways of doing it. Just like some people who trip up by putting AdSense on a sales letter, you also don't want to, say, go into a Web 2.0 scenario and try to hawk your, you know, to try to sell your goods. That was a big mistake that I made personally. Like, after I think it was StomperNet, I didn't even pay attention to Web 2.0, and then StomperNet came out and made such a big stink about it. I'm like, fine. So I went out there and I essentially got banned from it. I wrote a swipe file called the "Don't Be Like Johnny" report, where I'm like, oh my god, don't do this, and, you know, gave a whole list of like just total Uber McBoobalot kind of mistakes I made that actually got me banned from these sites. And it's cool because when you talk about the sites, I don't remember exactly, but I think you lead off with, okay, before you do this, don't do these things, and that is so, so smart. So it's cool. Distribution channels, it's awesome in hot markets. They have lots of them. That was the point I was making.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that kind of annoyed me a little bit, because I think a lot of products, or a lot of other products that I'd sort of purchased myself, were a bit vague. They were too sort of, you know, they would tell you what to do, but they wouldn't tell you how to do it. They'd say, okay, so once you've got your website up, then just start generating traffic. But they wouldn't go into actually specific detail on how to generate traffic and what was the best ways for this particular market to generate traffic. And I think, you know, it annoyed me, and I would assume it would annoy a lot of other people when they sort of work really, really hard to get their product up, to get their web page up, to get their sales page all running smoothly, and then all they're left with is, okay, now go generate traffic. I think that was, you know, a little too vague. So I really wanted to go into some specific detail, and I wanted to actually, you know, take it to the next level. I think the video is called Making It Big or something like that. We'll actually go into a whole new traffic source where you can really, you know, it's what sort of the bigger guys use themselves to actually, you know, get massive amounts of traffic, you know, massive, you know, millions of people visiting their websites. And I think, you know, there's no point not sharing that with people if you're going to try to create a product that is supposed to share everything. So, yeah, I think I really wanted to actually get into those distribution channels, because there was no point being vague, and there's no point sort of just sort of skimming over it. I wanted to actually let people know this is what you should do, and this is how you should do it.
Yeah, and one thing that I really liked, and so few people touch on this stuff, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because everybody's trying to keep it quiet. But where you were talking about, like, solo ads and e-zines and things like that, and you give, like, a lot of really good direct resources that I think are totally affordable, that, you know, people can do, and the way that you discussed it, and I've actually started using them, and I'm tracking the results, and I got to tell you, it's getting great freaking traffic, and I never thought about really doing it to the extent that you talk about. And then, you know, I was watching that video and I was like, you know what, you're right. And so I went back and I revisited a lot of things, and I took a lot of the information that you gave and I applied it, and it was like, seriously, I think it was like opening up a freaking fire hose or something, because people were coming. They react to this stuff, but what I like about it is the fact that you actually give the resources, because, you know, even within, it's like everything else, within, like, say, the e-zine marketing with solo ads, you can pay $200 to somebody and get a complete dud. And you can pay $20 over here and get a great one. And what I like is that you actually show places where, you know, here, go here, use these guys. These guys are great. You know, don't bother with all this stuff over here. That was pretty cool. That was, I really appreciated that, because it actually wound up saving me even more time, effort, and money. So thank you.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. That's like, I mean, anyone can say, you know, go and buy a hold of the EasyNads. I mean, there's, you know, anyone can say that. There's just a difference between saying something and actually showing people how to do it effectively. And again, this is, you know, I created the whole thing through my own personal experience because I know, you know, I'd heard stuff, but I didn't hear specifics, so I had to go out and test myself. I had to see what worked and what didn't. So I thought, instead of just saying, being broad and being general, saying, you know, go out and buy some EasyN ads, some solo ads, I thought, well, I will show you, I will tell you what EasyN ads work effectively and what don't. Red hot tip, EasyN ads are awesome. I mean, especially when you're selling something in the make money online market, because they are generally really, really targeted to it. And it's basically, for those who don't know, it's basically you pay a fee and the EasyN will email your entire ad on its own basically to its list. So it depends on the, it depends on how many subscribers they have, but you can go from, you know, 1,000 to 100,000, even more people who you can actually purchase an ad, and your ad will be sent directly to them on its own, and that will drive massive amounts of traffic, and obviously will make you a lot of sales. And again, for some reason, that's not really a big one. That's not really a well talked about method of generating traffic, and I don't really know why, because it is really, really effective. It is one of the most. I always have EasyN ads booked. Right now, I have numerous ads booked ahead of time that I know as soon as the day hits, there's going to be a big spike in sales, there's going to be a big spike in traffic, and there's going to be a big spike in my list, opt-ins, because there's going to be a massive amount of traffic hitting my pages because of my solo ads. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure why that's not as, mainstream, I guess, but yeah, it's a very effective way on how to generate lots of traffic, and it's quite affordable. I mean, you're paying very a good rate on the amount of results you're going to get. You're most likely going to get a return on investment every single time you run an ad. I personally, every single EasyN ad I've ran ever, I've always made a return on investment.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the list building. I'd probably want to emphasize this. Is that if you do choose, I mean, obviously, please watch those videos on this EasyN stuff, because this is the point where you're like, okay, you know, if you want to basically have a joint venture without contacting anybody, there you go. That's what it is. It's like, just imagine having a big, you know, one of the king donkeys in your industry send an ad for you, you know, send a solo ad, one of those joint venture emails to a list of, you know, 80,000, 100,000, 250,000 people that says, you know, this stuff is cool. Go check it out. And then you have all that stuff driving to, you know, a lead capture page. Because I know in the make money online industry, that can be a problem with JVs, is a lot of guys like to sort of, you know, jealously guard their list building efforts. And they're not always excited to mail toward a lead capture page. Like, they'll mail to a sales letter, but they won't always mail toward, you know, and that's why you have that little drop-in thingy or like some kind of lead capture there, so that you can grab that stuff. But it's like, and then what are you going to pay? Like, you know, 75-80% or whatever it is of your sales to that JV. And then, you know, I'm not saying JVs are bad. I've used them and I think they're spectacular, especially for list building and getting your name out there and developing credibility. But when it comes to this stuff, it's, yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go get my own JVs, and I'm going to keep 100% of the profit and build my list, because I can send them wherever I want to. It's awesome. And you're not waiting on anybody's schedule, really. I mean, it's just the ad, you know, when it has an opening and when it can run, it runs. And you made it so stinking simple. I was like, oh, that it? Okay, I'll do that. And I tracked it, and I was, you know, just to make sure, because it's one of those things, trust but verify. And so I trusted, I bought some, and I verified, and guess what? It worked. You know, there were times, you know, I would send little bitty mailings out through these things and get like 100, 150, 200, 300 new subscribers. And, you know, obviously the product sales to match. It was really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, I'm still a little bit surprised at why it's not as well known as it should be, because it's, so easy. I mean, JVs, the thing about JVs is sometimes you can't get people to actually partner with you, especially if you're just starting out. It can be a little bit hard because you need to have the big name, especially if you're going to try to JV with people above you. They're not going to give you the time of day if they don't know you, or if you don't have the credibility, and if you don't have the big name to go with it. So a way to actually sort of get yourself well known and become a big name is to simply purchase an ad and advertise to the big list without actually going through other people, other JVs. So it's a highly effective way to really, you know, boost your traffic, boost your list, and boost your sales.
Yeah, totally. It's a great way to do it. And it's literally, like you said, I think in the videos, it's just, hey, here's a paid JV. And I've talked to a lot of guys that have done actual paid JVs. Like, there are some partners out there that are like, fine, I'll work with you. Give me, you know, $15,000 and I'll mail my list once. It's horrible. You know, but it's cool that you're being honest about the whole joint venture thing, because that's, for a lot of folks, that's where they run into a lot of problems, is how do you penetrate, let's say, that market, and how do you get those people to work with you? And it's like, well, you know, you don't really have to. It's like, they're cool, they're great, but yeah, you know, it's, you don't really need them.
Yeah, and I think that's like a really big misconception again. You know, people might start, you know, they might get their product up, they might get their website up and all that, and then they try to start JVing with people and they get rejected. And then they get, you know, disheartened, and then they quit. But the thing is, you don't need JVs. I mean, JVs is great. They're great. No doubt about it, they're great. They will add sales, add to your list and all that kind of stuff. But if you can't get them, well, then there's heaps of alternatives. And that's the key here. You don't need, you know, it's not the do or die type of thing. You can go different paths, and solo ad through eZines are another alternative path. And they're just as good.
Yeah, totally. And what's great is, I mean, if you have a, you know, like looking at ClickBank and how it's basically, that's sort of like the big public stage where all the ClickBank kids, I like to call them, you know, get to hang out. And, you know, when you break a certain gravity, people are going to notice, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. You can actually get JVs to come to you by working the strategies correctly. And let's say you do put a product into ClickBank. You know, who's to say you can't, you know, blow up your sales on your own using this, you know, I mean, you've got everything in there from Web 2.0 to eZines to like pay-per-click to SEO. And I mean, it's awesome. You could throw these techniques together and essentially sell the stuff yourself. And what's going to happen is, a lot of times when a sales page is converting, these guys, I mean, they're about making the money. I mean, they don't, you know, don't make a mistake about that. They're here to get paid. That's why they do what they do. And so they're going to see, oh, wow, this is selling. It would behoove me to jump on the bandwagon and sell it. And so you can get people who will, you know, they may even buy your stuff. And then they're, you know, if they're like, wow, this is actually really great, I'm going to mail my list about it. And next thing you know, you got a JV and you didn't even ask for it.
Yeah, that's exactly true. One of the biggest things that I noticed is it is actually easier to become an authority and to increase your credibility than most people think. You don't have to be like one of the, you know, the famous, you know, gurus here in this industry to actually become really credible. All you really need to do is just start. I mean, you can grab your sales page, you can grab a product, you can start selling it. And then once you sort of, you know, implement all these sort of tactics and you make your own sales, then you become an authority pretty much just on your own sort of, on your own results. It's surprisingly easy to become an authority in your market. Even though the make money online market is a really, really big market, even though, you know, I'm not saying you can suddenly become one of the, you know, the big, big gurus who go to seminars and all that kind of stuff, but you can gain authority within your market. And like I said, the market's so huge, all of these people are going to contact you, seeing you as a really high figure. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that I noticed, that I really didn't need to do that much to be seen as an authority in my market, even though it's a huge market, and even though there are bigger, you know, big dudes that are bigger than me. just because I had a website, just because I had a product, and just because I was making a lot of sales, I was seen as an authority. And I was, you know, my credibility went through the roof. And as you were saying, people will contact you just to JV with you because they see your stuff and they say, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm going to JV with him. And it's a very, very cool feeling when people sort of start emailing you, wanting to JV with you, because it used to be the other way around. So now you have the option of, you know, if you're going to accept their JV or not. But yeah, again, I just sort of want to let people know it's surprisingly easy to become an authority in your market once you start. Once you have your own product, once you have your own website and you start making sales, you'll find that you become an authority yourself without really, you know, without really trying.
Totally. Yeah. What the heck was I going to say? Oh my God. I totally had this point and it like went right out of the side of my head. That's horrible. I think I'm feeling what time it is on your end of the spectrum. To the folks out there that are really kind of like struggling and tripping up on stuff, it's not as hard as, you know, as some people make it. Like, it's so funny because before I got into this stuff, I dealt with a lot of people, like independent auto repair shops and stuff. And the mentality that a lot of folks have, especially if they've run an offline small business, is that this has got to be difficult. You have to almost bleed before it's going to work. Oh, there's the feedback.
Oh, there's the feedback.
Record. It's almost got to before it's going to work.
Before it's going to work.
But the reality is, it doesn't have to be that hard. You just have to understand the process, which you teach very, very well about how to, you know, begin, you know, how to pick the market, how to pick your market within the market, and then how to find out what that market wants, how to offer it to them, to test it. And what's awesome is using your method, and I've showed this to a lot of people. Just in my own stuff, but I thought it was fantastic, is that you can get paid from the beginning to the end of this process, and the only thing that really changes is A, your authority in the marketplace, and B, the size of the checks. And it's awesome because you like how you got started with, you know, the affiliate marketing and whatnot. You can actually get paid to sell other people's products, to test them, to see what's really selling and what isn't. And then, you know, you get paychecks for that. You can then leverage that information into your own product. And then you show how to test that product without, you know, really, you know, so basically you make money by testing the product. And then you get the feedback from the people that bought the product. And then you turn it into the real thing. And then, you know, you show how to do like a launch and, you know, how to launch a product and all that other kind of stuff. And if you don't want to launch a product, how to do that stuff. And I'm like, well, that's... Yeah, I think that's nice. It's really cool, and it broke it down. So I'm gonna let you go to bed because we broke the hour mark, and I so promised you this would only be between 45 minutes and an hour. And look at me, I'm a dirty, filthy, lying internet marketer. How about them apples?
man, it's cool. I'm in the zone. So you know.
Oh, there you go.
If you have any more questions, feel free to fire.
No, you know, for now, I think we're going to be good. I think I want to get this out to some folks so they can actually hear, you know, from you, because this was completely unscripted in any way, shape, or form. And I just think it, especially for the, I mean, I hate so many products that I see that I will never talk about them ever. And there's like a handful of stuff that I'm like, oh my God, I don't care who you are or where you are, buy this stuff. And yours is in that category. Like, I literally put – I would say if anybody is in sort of like a situation where they're – you know, they've maybe tried some stuff or they haven't tried or they're looking to get into or whatever the heck it is, I would say you probably have developed the perfect course to take people from start to finish. And like, you know, I said, I've been doing this for a while. I have products. I am successful. I do this. This is what I do. I mean, right now, I mean, I could not dress like I am dressing right now and appear in public. It wouldn't happen. I mean, women would be grabbing their children off the street and screaming and running into the dark corners if they saw what I look like right now. And it's like, it's great because I can do that because I'm an authority in my niche. Because I have internet marketing products. No, you can do it. Anybody can do it. And I honestly think that your internet marketing uncut is the quintessential course for that. I think that I literally put your stuff up with something like Jeff Walker's product launch formula, Frank Kern's mass control. But unlike those products, which are targeted toward people who are kind of already, you know, making money already, they kind of have the process down. And what these things are going to do is just completely transform what they're already doing successfully into like a mega powerhouse. Yours takes all of that stuff and makes it for the person that has no freaking clue what foot to put in front of the other, or like a guy like me who's been doing it a while is like, wow, here's like a butt ton of stuff. Like literally, to give you a visual of this, if I was a fish lover, what your thing did was like dropped, it would basically be dropping a huge bucket of my, you know, salmon right in my lap going like, wow, here you go, here's some great fish. You didn't even know this existed. You know, it's double the meat. I'm like, Fabo. Good stuff. So get it, buy it. Seriously, this is it. I don't say this very frequently, and if you know, if you're listening to this and you're on my and you're on you know, in my e-zine and in the mailing list and all that cool stuff, then you will already know this, is that I don't back everything. I don't have one of those, you know, Uber McChesney spam lists where I'm gonna like blast everybody with like all sorts of crazy stuff on, you know, whatever product comes my way. You know, as they say, homie, don't play that. This is the stuff I like. I'm using it, and it's working for me. So that's why I can literally just, you know, here, you can hear it. It's there. That's the big thump. That's my stamp of approval. Johnny Andrews says buy it. That means freaking buy it. Anyway, Tristan, thank you. I'll let you go to bed now. But this has been fantastic. So I will get this out to everybody. And if you want, you know, I'll email you a download link so you can send it to your people if you want, if you need more content. Your videos are spectacular. So thank you for taking the time to chat with me. It was awesome.
No, thank you, man. I mean, I appreciate your kind words there, and I appreciate doing this interview. It's been great. I hope the people who hear this actually take something from it, and they can use it and you know, benefit from it. And yeah, man, I appreciate you doing this, and cheers.
There you go. All right, we'll go to bed, and we'll chat later. We'll do another one of these real soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye.